as well. But we wanted to start this segment with major news relevant to the Everest coming up in October at Randwick. And Racing New South Wales CEO Peter Volandis is online. Peter, you've made a major announcement a couple of hours ago relevant to the Everest.
Look, yes, Andrew, that we've actually sold 8 of the slots, of the 12 slots for the Everest. They've gone very quickly. The interest has been overwhelming, and we're very confident now that the remaining 4 will go very, very soon.
I understand James Harron was one of the first to buy one of those 8 slots that you mentioned.
Absolutely. Look, James is a visionary for racing. He can see the potential in the Everest. He's only a young man. He wants to see racing have a big future. And, you know, you need to attract a new audience, a new generation. And the Everest is designed to attract that new audience. And James can see that. And James has been very successful in his livestock business. And I think he's going to even have more success now that he's a slot owner in the Everest.
Can you tell us, Pete, the 8 that have been sold, can you elaborate more on those outside James Harron?
Look, there's 2 public companies that have purchased a slot, and we'll announce them in due course. We'd like to announce them gradually. We've got a major Chinese investor. We've also got a couple of studs and some other private individuals. So we will announce them gradually, but we need to get their permission, of course, before we do announce them.
Understand, but I mean, obviously, Racing New South Wales has put in a lot of energy through you as being CEO into the Everest to have this instant result. What is it about, I'm going to say 10 days after the T&Cs came out, the terms and conditions, to have this response so quickly? You must be blown away.
Look, we're very pleased. I think people can see the potential of this race. They can see that it's going to be a major event in Sydney. But more importantly, we can market outside our normal participants and our normal race goers. We want a new audience, a new generation. We want, you know, the Melbourne Cup has done a fantastic job in stopping a nation. Well, we want our own event in Sydney. We want an event that gathers every sports lover's attention around Australia and around the world. I mean, we've had interest from Japan and America and England and France. So we have been inundated. And look, we're very, very pleased with the responses we've received so far, but there's a long way to go. And, you know, the team effort with the Australian Turf Club and Laurie Macquarie in particular has been fantastic, as has Darren Pearce and all the board of Racing New South Wales and the ACC. So it's been a very big team effort, and that's why the results are coming.
Okay, so 4 slots to go. How do those 4 get sold? How does it happen now over the next whatever weeks?
Well, people can lodge a bid interest for the slots. Yep. You know, they've got limited time to do so because there's only 4 left, and we've had a lot of interest in those 4 slots, so I guess the first in will be best dressed.
Okay, well, we look forward to it all unfolding. The grand news, on the Everest, which will be run at Randwick over 1,200 metres on October 14, is that 8 of the 12 slots have been sold. We'll wait for the other 7 to be announced, but certainly James Harron Bloodstock is one of those that has purchased one of those slots. Peter, we'll see you out here. Ray, we've had some rain. Mark Van Gestel and Philip Dingwell are out walking the track right now, and we're about to get the latest from Chris Tugan as well. Let's hope we get
Chiefs mate, Chris Toogood there. Mark Van Gestel, the Chief Steward, is out walking Rose Hill as we speak. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew.
I'm not too sure what part of the track you've made it to now, mate, but what's it like out there at the moment?
Look, it's obviously still heavy, and the 6 mils of rain has fallen since we expected it earlier this morning, so look, it hasn't really deteriorated any further than where we were this morning at 6 o'clock, so I think, you know, as I said earlier this morning, if we don't get any significant rainfall throughout the day, then we should be fine.
So the key is what happens between the first or from the first, isn't it? It's going to come down to what evolves during the race meeting.
Yeah, it'll be from the first onwards, Andrew. We've had some 6 mils falling this morning, and the track's coped with that quite well, and you know, I don't see any deterioration from what we saw this morning, but you know, the key will be once the track gets opened up and you start to race on it, what transpires after that.
Yeah, we don't want the rain. Glenn's here, Glenn Munsey.
Yeah, Mark, what's the actual protocol once we start the meeting in regards to how many people or what people can actually go out there and walk the track? Of course, Winx's last start at Randwick, we saw Chris showing concern about certain sections of the track at Randwick, and we had Nevesh bring in one of the track staff to fill a couple of clods that had you know, started to fill up with water. Is there a process? Does a trainer or a jockey have to gain permission to walk the track after we've started the meeting?
No, look, it's a common sense approach, Glenn. Like, you know, trainers and jockeys, certainly if they wish to have a look at it, that's fine. But, you know, we're not going to allow every person that walks on the Rosa race course today to have a look at it. But, you know, certainly if participants have an interest in the surface and to gauge, you know, where they think the best going, so we're happy for that to take place. But, you know, we don't want a flood of people coming onto the surface.
I understand. Hey, we'll let you keep walking around it, mate. Obviously, it's still safe and everything like that, but the most vital part is what happens from 12:15 onwards. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Okay, thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel. And I want to thank Mark, I want to thank Chris and these people for coming on and giving us the latest, because Mark is out on the track walking along, and we can gain this information. If you try and do it with other sports, we get knocked back, and you hear it regularly, but our racing folks should be congratulated in doing everything they are to bring the information to our listeners as soon as possible.
Yeah, and our premier trainer, Andrew, I'd say, be about at the 1600 metre mark.
He's out running it.
He's running it.
Okay.
Chris Waller is actually physically running at the track, as he does, I'd say, each and every day that he's here.
Okay. Now, we are starting to get away with time, given that we've got to get through 10 races with Paul Joyce, but I'll do a quick minute or two. We'll give him 90 seconds. Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. Brett, you've heard about the track and everything, but for people coming out to the track, they've got this magnificent new facility.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Glenn, and all the punters out there. Look, it's a fabulous facility at Rose Hill Gardens. Once you get inside and you get your position, you'll be undercover. $28 million refurbishment, end-to-end, top-to-top, all members areas, all public areas. There's great value for money out here today, boys. Up to 33% discount on food and drinks right across the members and public areas. A great incentive for people to come out. Look, we want to introduce today, pensioners can get in for $5 now. $5 all year, not just for the carnival, but now all year. So another cost incentive or saving there for punters. $5 if you show your pensioners cards. Look, the members open at 10:45, GA at 11 a.m. Don't forget there are shuttle buses between Parramatta Station, the Wharf and Rose Hill and back, and also from Strathfield to Rose Hill Gardens, so it makes it easier to get here on the bus. There's an
Okay, now what we're going to do, because we've got, 17 minutes and we've got 10 races. I reckon, Paul, maybe the first four or five, we just get your tips,
yep.
Your thought on your top tip, just to get it all done. So take us to the Mannion, Glenn. What's happened in the market here briefly?
Our Century remains 320, Big Duke remains 340, Allergic 480 to 4. Today, Our Century, Allergic, Big Duke, top three.
Yeah, look, guys, it's an interesting race because all of these horses are genuine 2,400 metre horses. I've gone 4, 5, 3, and 1. I've got Our Century on top. To me, he just had that little bit of X factor. He's got the class on his side. He's a former European, obviously. And from what we've seen here in Australia, he's only been on top of the ground, but he's looked very good. He's lightly raced. And as long as he handles the heavy, I think he'll be too good for them. Obviously, that is a huge query, but I don't think the stable would be running him on a heavy tent if they weren't confident he'd get through it. So I'm happy to back number 4, Our Century in the Mannion. Number 5, Cafe Society, to give a big side out in front. The 3, Big Duke, interesting to line up his form into this race. And number 1, Allergic. He's just been a bit hot and cold this prep. But I'll go 4 on top from 5, 3 and 1.
4, 5, 3 and 1 in the first for Paul. Race 2 is the TAB Birthday Card Stakes. What's evolving here?
Yeah, Raymond stays 320, Samantha stays 440, Hieroglyphic stays 650.
Do you think the putters are holding on here?
There's a couple of races they don't want to play in at all. This is one of them, although Samantha, the most popular runner, she's the most popular runner today. But compared to a normal Saturday, Andrew, we're probably 20% of what we'd be holding at this stage.
Yeah, people are just waiting to see. Paul, how do you see race 2?
Yeah, look, I'm keen on the 8th Samantha, the one the money's come for. I'm 8, 6, 4 and 3. After she won the Fireball on a heavy 10 at Randwick, Gerald Ryan actually said she's the best wet tracker in the stable. She's an absolute mudlark. So I think these conditions are right up her alley today. She's fit, she gets in light, and obviously she comes here in winning form. So no surprise the punters have found her on top. Number 6, Raymond, look, she trialled brilliantly behind Russian Revolution on a heavy track, so she's an obvious threat. The 4, Tempt Me Not, another star trialler, looked terrific trialling at Randwick. And number 3, Hieroglyphics, is in form racing well. I'll go 8 on top from 6, 4 and 3 in the set.
8, 6, 4 and 3 there. Race 3 is the Quickway Constructions Derby Munro. Glenn?
Yeah, Tactical Advantage favourite, 250 to 230. Darren, 6 to 650. Improvement is 7 unchanged. Crafty Cop, 7 to 750. They're the only runners under double figures, but just over the double figure line, Star of Monsoon, 15 to 11. Most popular runner today, Tactical Advantage in front of Darren. Third pick is My Country, it's 14 unchanged.
Yeah, along with the money horse again, 1, 4, 7 and 2, so I seem to be finding these money horses so far. Look, his form picked himself, he's 4 from 4 this prep, so we've seen him do it on soft tracks. Today we have to see him do it on a heavy track, but everything he's shown indicates he'll get through it. And there is enough speed in this race that he can just switch off behind that fast pace and finish over top of them. I think class will prevail. On number 1, Tactical Advantage on top. To beat the 4, Crafty Cop, he'll be one of those on-pace runners. He's racing in terrific form. The 7, Generalissimo, my roughie for the race, didn't have any luck in the provincial championship. Great form before that. And number 2, Darren, brings that Victorian form here, which makes it a bit interesting. I'll go 1, 4, 7 and 2.
Righto, to the Randbet preferment came out earlier this morning. I think, did you or Duff say it this morning, Glenn, that Hartnell may get out to a reasonably good price here?
I did. Andrew said $2.50. Boys are listening. It's $2.30.
So it's gone $1.95
to $2.30 today.
Right.
United States, or the United States, $4.20 to $3.80 now. Changed in the last 10 seconds. Antonio Giuseppe, $8.50 to $7.50. These have got a firm with the favourite getting out. Our Ivanhoe, $10 to $7.50. Stratum Star, $9 to $7.50. Sophia Rosa, $18 to $13. He's our Rocky, $15 to $17. Most popular runner today, the United States, in front of Hartnell. Third pick, Antonio Giuseppe. Now, $2.40. Hartnell, I reckon I could get back on the start doing the prices, you know.
Yeah, well, they're probably listening to you. It's getting out. Do we start? I mean, which way have you gone for?
Yeah, look, I've got
race 6, the first leg of the quaddie here. Inference, $3.20 to $3. Ginger Nut, $6 into $5.50. Prized Icon, $6 out to $7. Significant Firm in Anaheim, and interesting to hear Huey Bowman's comments this morning. 12.
Well, considering Trent Busselton has been very unsure about Anaheim handling it today.
Yeah, 12 into 8. Anaheim today coming through 850 to 9. Impavido 850 to 9. And the rest $17 and longer. Today, most popular runner is Ginger Nuts in front of Inference, third pick Anaheim. And the other firmer is Sosie Bond, 31 into 21.
Yeah, look, I've gone 9, 4, 6 and 1. I'm keen on Impavido at the $9 each way. Obviously, he's got to turn the tables on Inference from the Randwick Guineas. But he was unlucky. He was the unlucky runner in the Randwick Guineas. He definitely should have run second. He would have made it interesting with Inference had he got clear running down the straight. To me, he looks like an absolute mudlark that will relish the 2,000. And I wouldn't be surprised if he shows a bit more pace and gets into the race a bit earlier than he has been previously. So the 9, Impavido, each way for me is a good odds. To beat the 4, Inference, obviously that's the Randwick Guineas form, looks the right form. Number 6, Anaheim, best run out of the Australian Guineas for mine, and that's why I've got him into 3rd, and I think that's why the punters have found him. He brings that different form line into the race. And number 1, Prized Icon, was the 2nd best run in the Australian Guineas, so I'm putting him in for 4th. 9, 4, 6 and 1 in the Rosehill Guineas.
The big one, the Longines Golden Slipper. So much discussion on who will handle it and who won't. What's happened in the last couple of hours, Glenn?
Right, Hootson stays favourite, but 440 into 420. Catchy, unchanged, 550. She Will Reign continues to drift, 6 out to 7. Frolic continues to firm, 10 into 8. Tulip continues to firm, 950 into 9. Pariah continues to drift, 10 to 12. We've got Minari stays 21, Chauffeur continues to firm. You could have had 51 first thing this morning, 35, now 26. All of the others basically unchanged. But today, the most popular runner is Frolic. In front of Hootson, third pick is Tulip. Fourth pick, She Will Reign. Fifth pick, Catchy. So as it's been right throughout, realistically, the punters, definitely Frolic and Tulip have been very popular since Tuesday.
Yeah, look, I'm a Frolic fan. I'm 13, 9, 11 and 15, so take the $8 Frolic. It sounds like she's firming from that quote. We know she handles this sort of track. We saw it in the reasoning when she charged down the outside to beat She Will Reign. It's hard to fault her overall form. She's never finished outside of the top two. And we all expect this Gold Slipper will be running a fairly frantic tempo, which will suit the back markers. Historically, on a heavy track, the off-pacers have figured in the finish and, in fact, won most of the heavy track Gold Slippers. So, number 13, Frolic, I think she's the value play in the race, but it's a very open Gold Slipper. I've got the danger here, number 9, Catchy. I couldn't fault her form. We've just got that heavy track query with her. The 11, Tulip, similar sort of boat. She won on that soft 7 last week, but it's a different story out there today. And number 15, Hootson, well, how can you fault what she's done? But we just haven't seen her on a genuine heavy track, and obviously over 1,200, she will be filling the pinch late. So I'll go 13, 9, 11 and 15 in the Gold Slipper. Let's hope Frolic gets a bit of luck. It gives Tommy Berry another Gold Slipper.
Let's move to the final Group 1 of the day. This is the Nathan Hot Dogs Galaxy.
Yeah, famous hot dogs too, Andrew. We've got Russian Revolution, just a slide ease, 450 to 460. English, unchanged, 6. Cepedo Affirmer, 8 to 750. Red Zell, 8 unchanged. Fell Swoop, 750 to 850. Heavily, 950 to 10. Music Magmate, 9 to 11. Glen All, 15 to 12. Fartanar is a $16 chance, unchanged, $26 and longer the rest. Most popular runner is Russian Revolution in front of English and Fell Swoop so far today.
Yeah, I'm a Fell Swoop fan each way. I'm 2, 8, 3 and 12. I just love the wet track form of Fell Swoop. On a soft track, he's never finished outside the top two from 5 starts. And even though he's got a duck egg there for his one heavy track start, he was a certainty beaten at Randwick that day. So I'm convinced he'll handle the track. He gets a fast tempo to suit his racing style. I think he'll camp just off them. And he deserves to win a Group 1. He's been knocking on the door for a while now. And I think Fell Swoop each way is a value play in the Galaxy. The danger for me, number
Van Dancer, 390 unchanged. Allegria, 460 unchanged. Elu, 480 unchanged. Song and Laughter, 8 unchanged. Consommateur, 11 into 10. Top of My List, 12 unchanged. Ambiance, 15 unchanged. Gabella, 17 unchanged. Best supported runner today is actually Gabella. Interest is minimal, and so's the speed, Paul.
Yeah, exactly, man. Speed is minimal, which is why I've gone for 7 Van Dancer on top, 7, 2, 4, and 10. I just think she's got the tactical speed to put herself in the first three, and all of the main dangers will be back behind her, and I think that gives her a definite edge here, particularly on 54 kilos coming through. The Aspiration, which we saw her last start on a heavy 10, and she certainly handled the going on that occasion. So I've got the 7 on top of 2, El Lu. She loves these conditions. She's in form. It's a query at the 1900, but we thought that when she was up to a mile last start. She just seems to be able to handle these rises in trip. The 4 Allegria, another one that loves the conditions. She'll be strong late. She'll definitely see the trip out. And the best of the rest, I thought number 10 could be a smoky Consommateur. So interesting that Munsey said there's been a bit of money for her. She's the Victorian who's 1 from 1 on a heavy track. I'll go 7, 2, 4 and 10 in the opponent.
And the last of 10 is the postponed from Gosford Provincial Championship qualifier. What's happened here? Because you know, we had a couple of scratchings earlier and the like.
Yeah, pretty quiet, Andrew. Not as much activity as there was on the race at Gosford on Wednesday, put it this way. But Pomelo remains favourite here, 370. Machine Gun Jubs at 4. They've always had a massive hold on the market, the two of them. You've got Dream Lane, 3rd pick, 11. Then you've got a Point Percy, 14. Rock on Zarizan, Twist Tops, 15. Flash Fibian and the Wasp at 16, Rado 17, Lady Zhivago 18, What Could Be at 21. It hasn't really been a trim up this morning. Oh, 420 to 4, Machine Gun Jubs. Whose camp you in? Oh, sorry, Pomelo and Machine Gun Jubs probably control the race ball.
Yeah, they do, Munz. I've got those two on pace, and look, I can't get away from those two. I've got 13, 4, 1 and 12. Pomelo, to me, is the right horse at the right time. She's lightly raced. She's been charging through the grades, winning by big margins. And she's proven on a genuine soft. I suppose the query is this really heavy track by the last race today, the last of 10. It will be a real bog out there. But if she gets through it, she's the one to beat. Four Machine Gun Jubs. We've seen her once on a genuine heavy. She handled it well. And she's another lightly raced mare going places. I've got her the obvious threat. Number one, Rado. If you're looking for a roughie, I think you said $17 about him. He could be worth an each-way ticket at that price. And the best of the rest, I thought, number 12, Dream Lane. She's got the form on the board. Not convinced about her on that really heavy track. So I'll go 13, 4, 1 and 12 in the last.
Righto, do you want to make a good thing or not?
Look, I'll give two bets that I think are great value. Race 6, number 9, Intervito at around the $9 mark, and race 8, number 2, Fell Swoop. I'll be backing them both each way, Andrew, at good odds, and I'll be really disappointed if they're not there fighting at the finish. So race 6, number 9, race 8, number 2.
And have you got a quaddy?
I do. I'll whip through those numbers, Andrew. It looks like we'll just make our time here. First leg, 9, 4, 6, and 1. Second leg, the Golden Slipper, we've got 13, 9, 11, 15, and 12. Third leg, 2, 8, 3, and 12. And then we'll bring it home with 7, 2, 4, and 10. And as Glenn has mentioned a few times this morning, be aware the quaddy is races 6 to 9, not the standard last four races. So don't go filling out your ticket and betting on the wrong races today.
Exactly.
He's a good judge today, Andrew. I like those tips today.
All right. Well, let's hope they're good by the end of it. Thanks a lot, Paul. We'll see you out here, mate.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Paul Joyce there and his preview for Rose Hill. Glenn, just leave us with one thing, the Jockey's Challenge.
Okay, Andrew, we've got Tommy Berry, a $3 favourite. He's in from 310. Craig Williams, 360, up from 330. Glenn Schofield, 480 unchanged. Huey Bowman, 750 Glenn Schofield, 480 unchanged. Any other jockey, 7 to 750. Huey Bowman,